Disneyland Paris is celebrating 25 years in 2017 of still not recording a profit. Still makes me laugh. Hollywood Studios is getting a Christmas-themed nighttime show, and surprisingly, it isn't themed to the Star Wars holiday special.
Oh.
Bugs were found in a Walt Disney World kitchen that still sounds more appetizing than most of the meals at Pete Safari. You've read WDW News Today. Now you'll experience WDW News Tonight. Welcome to WDW News Tonight. I'm Tom Corliss, and you're not. And no, I didn't forget my computer power cord and might have a dying laptop soon, but we'll see what happens.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, we'll see. I have 54% battery.
Tom, I offered you mine because your face is more important than mine. So I would have given you mine, my webcam, everything.
Thank you for knowing our priorities here.
I do. I know my place. I know my role. Who wants to look at this mug for 2 hours? They'd rather look at that one in the other room.
No, they wouldn't.
No, they wouldn't.
That mug, there is Nicholas Cicero. The mug in here tonight is Halloween. Jason, switch! God, there we go. Look at this. It's a cast member mug from Disneyland in 1996.
I suppose it is.
Kind of cool. This is the season.
Festival foods.
Yeah, festive foods, not festive.
Oh, festive foods?
Mickey's festive foods. Mm. I mean, maybe it wasn't a cast, but maybe they used to do like Halloween
food. Is that their cast connection?
No.
Oh.
No.
Where they could get bananas and other goods?
I think that existed back then. Anyway, in the production booth, Jason Diffendahl, Michael Batista helping us out tonight. Thanks, guys. And now the news!
The news!
News brought to you, of course, by TeePublic. Disney confirmed this evening that the Academy of Television Arts and Sciences will be removed from Hollywood Studios. The busts have been a part of the park since 1993. Cue someone commenting that the removal of busts leaves nothing to do at Hollywood Studios. That'd be a good 2.5 minutes of my day. The area will be replaced with a food and beverage location. Hey, maybe they have a bar they didn't use. They could just roll in there. Maybe.
Maybe. You never know.
Maybe like you're supposed to go in a fake hotel or something, I don't know. You never know. Hopefully the location won't have themed drinks, though. Namely, any theme to Bill Cosby's bust.
Oh!
Yeah. What? I was talking about Jell-O shots!
Jell-O shots!
Jell-O shots! What were you at home thinking about?
Okay. Jeez. Jell-O shots.
Santa Claus is missing, and the search and rescue mission to get the big guy back to the North Pole in time for Christmas Eve is all part of the all-new Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam.
Yes.
Holiday Spectacular coming to Hollywood Studios. Jingle Bam is also the name of a holiday show on OBT, I believe. Anyway, the show comes to life on, above, and around the construction zones in the park with state-of-the-art projections on what's left, special effects, and fireworks. There's an asterisk next to fireworks. There'll also be a rousing seasonal musical score. The show will replace Star Wars: A Galactic Spectacular temporarily, but don't worry, there's 45 more Star Wars things you could still do at the park.
Yay!
Led by elves Wayne and Lanny, the duo from ABC animated special Prep and Landing, the new fireworks spectacular features memorable holiday moments from Disney films, including Mickey's Christmas Carol, Beauty and the Beast, Pluto's Christmas Tree, Bambi, and Tim Burton's The Nightmare Before Christmas. Of course, can't wait to hear the fireworks go off to Bambi's mom being shot. It should be great. It'll even snow on Hollywood Boulevard.
Aww.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, it was nice when they did that for Frozen. I'm excited about it. Disney will also offer a Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam holiday dessert party, which includes reserve viewing, desserts by Emeril Lagasse, specialty beverages, and more. And did you get that?
No.
Emeril used to yell Bam.
Come on,
Nick.
Okay.
You got to keep up with me here. Come on.
All right, Bam.
Yeah. Each dessert party guest will get a pair of 3D holospecs glasses to use while watching the show. The glasses create holographic illusions of gingerbread men, candy canes, snowflakes, ornaments, on any bright point of light. They also wipe any memories of the Osborne lights from whoever is wearing
them. One can only hope.
Yes.
But you gotta,
and then black techno.
Start anew. I like
show,
that.
Will dazzle Disney's Hollywood Studios guests through December 31st.
I love the name. It's a good name.
The name's terrible.
No, I mean, it's a fun name.
It's a fun name for us.
Yes.
It's good for us.
Yes.
I'm excited about the show. I'm really excited about the show. The name I could do without, but I Bambi's one of my favorites. So Bambi and then Pluto's Christmas Tree and Mickey's Christmas Carol. Really, yeah. Things that don't get enough love in the parks. I'm very excited about them being in a show. In addition to the all-new Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam Nighttime Spectacular, the studios will be revamping their holiday lineup this year in the wake of the removal of the Osborne lights. A new Santa Claus meet and greet will be setting up shop in the Once Upon a Time store just underneath the famous Carthay Circle facade. Santa will greet guests November 14th through December 24th because even he doesn't want to deal with the holiday crowds in a park that small. Santa Goofy will stand in for Santa December 25th through the 31st.
All right, that's interesting.
Yes. And while Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam will replace Star Wars, A Galactic Spectacular, even through the release of Rogue One, A Star Wars Story, the Star Wars show will return New Year's Eve to ring in the new year. Rogue One, more like Rogue None. Am I right, Nick? Get it? Rogue None.
Sure.
Yeah.
No.
Didn't have a lot of time this week.
Yeah.
Rogue None.
No, it would be great, though, if they did throw a little holiday special, Star Wars holiday special, into the Jingle Bam.
Like when the Wookiee's getting off to that lady dancing?
Yes.
Anywho, moving on. Don't look that up, kids. Dinosaur at Disney's Animal Kingdom will not open from its lengthy refurbishment as scheduled. The ride was supposed to be open by now and will now be closed through November 20th. So just when you thought Hollywood Studios would win the least attractions open competition, Animal Kingdom will not let up.
It's close.
Heated competition.
It's neck and neck. People very excited about that one, or excuse me, upset about that one.
Yeah, no.
We'll see it in the psychotic comments of the week,
actually.
A ton
of people really upset. It's interesting because it overlaps now with Big Thunder being closed and Rock and Roller Coaster, so you can potentially come during a two-week period and not see any of those, which those are three big headliners, which I can, you know, usually I say, oh, you got to understand, they got to do refurbishments, but having three attractions of that magnitude down is a lot to deal with, I think.
Do you have any kind of answer to, like, not necessarily insight, but answer to why, to people complaining why it's extended a whole nother month?
When I was told what they were doing inside, I felt the schedule was a little short.
Right, that's fair.
It is a fairly extensive refurbishment.
Okay.
You will see some exciting new stuff when I can share more, probably before November 20th, I will. But until then, just stay tuned.
It's odd they didn't do the whole over-promise, under-deliver type thing. Or wait, no. Under-promise, over-deliver?
Well, they didn't say anything about this refurbishment. They have never, like,
said So they never gave a date.
Well, they gave a date, but they've never, like, said what they're doing.
No, I'm talking the date. Because I could see people's concerns about, like, if they're off by a month. Sometimes
yeah,
they're off by a few days. This is off by a month. And I think people have a little bit of room to gripe about this.
Well, especially now, it was mostly people who had Fastpass reservations. And now we live in this world where people plan their trips so far in advance. And now you're telling them, we switched your fast.
Honestly, that's what I was wondering. I was wondering if the advent of booking fast passes, now we're going to see this more and more.
People are counting on it being open. They plan their day.
Yeah. So, I mean, if they're off, maybe we didn't quite notice it before because we didn't schedule it. We were just disappointed that it wasn't open when we got there. But now that we're scheduling ourselves to go on this ride.
Yeah.
And it's not open. That's going to create a little. That'll be interesting to see
if we 30 days of guests getting canceled FastPass notifications will send the internet into quite a spiral, as we learned.
Everybody got Primeval World, because oddly
or
enough,
Everest.
That was open.
Some people got Everest, people got. Yeah, Andrea and I got Primeval World. And I'm angry about that, but anyway. Moving on. While it may not seem like a big deal to the average park guest, many of us who love the subtle details and differences between the Disney parks always love the Disneyland Resort and Walt Disney World Resort, sporting different cups and plates at their fast food establishments from coast to coast. Jason or Michael, can we get a picture of this up for everybody, maybe? For the last few years, the two have shared Disney Parks branded cups and plates and bowls at all of their counter service dining locations. Well, this week, a Disneyland Resort only cup showed up for some reason, leading us to believe that the resort exclusive cups and such will be coming back. This is pretty exciting. I know it may seem really silly and stupid, but this is it's kind of exciting. The Disneyland Resort Cup still features the Twilight Zone Tower of Terror, but don't worry, they'll change the cup while you're drinking at it. I'm so proud of that, dude. It's so good. Anyway, Michael, can we show them a picture of that cup, please? I see you got it up there, maybe. There we go. That's a post. Scroll down. There you go. You see Tower of Terror right there in the middle, which I think is pretty funny. Also, all the new DCA merchandise has Tower of Terror right on the front of it, which is weird. Yeah. Anyway, Michael, while you have that up, can you bring us over to the Star Wars merchandise post? I'm going to talk about that next. Disney recently shared a preview of a number of new Star Wars-themed products that are coming to the Disney parks this fall. One of the coolest items has to be the Imperial Comlink Bluetooth Communicator. No, you're in a store, Michael. What are you doing? The new merchandise, Michael. Coming this fall, you know, there's the mouse droid, and you can do this.
He'll get there.
One of the coolest items, should you ever see it in the show, will be the Imperial Comlink Bluetooth Communicator. A comlink is a standard handheld communication device used by the Empire, of course. You might recall seeing it used in Episode 4, A New Hope, when Luke Skywalker communicates from the trash compactor with C-3PO.
Such a weird item.
Yeah, the Bluetooth-enabled device allows you to take calls and play music when connected to your smart device. It's rechargeable and comes with a belt clip, because nothing is more of a fashion statement than wearing a comlink.
Very true.
Warning, your garbage monster is never getting out of the compactor if you wear this on your belt. Yeah. Ask Nick if that was okay.
It passed the test.
Cleared standard and practices. So there you go.
There it is.
There's the comlink. There you go.
Love it. Yeah.
I don't know if I need it. It's silly. It's really cool, but it's also really silly.
Oh, that I don't need, but this next item you need is the mouse. A need.
Now, Gizmodo picked up our story because of the next item, that mouse droid.
Oh, we'll talk about so that. Good.
Because people are really excited about this. I don't know why it's never been made before by any company, but arriving in mid-December, guests will find a remote-controlled mouse droid. You may also recall seeing this in A New Hope when Chewbacca roars at one while on the Death Star. It appears in other places, too. It's in Star Tours. The remote control droid makes sounds and includes rechargeable batteries. Merchandise including rechargeable batteries, and I get 20% off? Disney, you're getting soft on me now.
Hallelujah.
You know, this is going to go great with that Sphero BB-8 you haven't used in a year, everybody.
Yeah, that's true.
The 5 minutes you play with this are going to be the best.
They are. Come on. Yeah, BB-8's still sitting on his charger. Sometimes I plug him in thinking, yeah, maybe. No. Last time I used him, he watched Force Awakens with me. When they updated that. No, remember, they did the update.
I would insult you, but there's a Shandu plush sitting on the back of my chair currently. So before I thought about insulting you, I realized I have a plush with me tonight. And, yeah, those in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. On October 17th, they'll release, scroll up, Michael, the three new Dooney and Burke bags inspired by Rogue One. There they are. Those will be released at Disneyland Park at Hollywood Studios. Fans of the Droid Factory at Disney Parks will find two new Astromech Droid action figures this fall. There's the R2 Boo figure currently available, and then the R2-H16 droid will be available during the upcoming holiday season. They're also going to be making one to commemorate the opening of Rivers of Light. It's called NVVR. NVVR is the name of that one. I don't know where they got that name from.
That one took a minute for me, but it's a hit. Think about it, folks.
Speaking of droids, guests can keep warm this fall with new blankets inspired by BB-8 and R2-D2, and because they'll never find anyone to share a bed with them while they're wearing that damn comlink, this will keep them nice and toasty.
Well, at least they'll have a friend. Yep.
Also, coming soon to the Disney Parks online store in Nick's apartment, or Nick's house, I should say. There will be a second collection of Ewok plush.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so you're going to buy this whole basket of plush, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
I love the Ewoks, but even I had to draw the line at these. I couldn't do it.
This will make 12.
There you go, 12 plush.
Love them. They're so soft and
they're
cuddly.
Cute. I don't know. I feel like there's something I can skip, and if I can skip something,
I can make them ride the mouse droid.
Oh, geez. All right, moving on. The final piece, the Starspeeder 1000 playset. We showed you in a recent photo report now available. You may recall this was first introduced in 2011. The playset has been updated with a new interchangeable destination disc, including Jakku. And when placed in front of the screen of the toy vehicle, you can hear dialogue from the attraction, including a cast member screaming at the guy who can't put on the seatbelt right. No, all right.
That's all right.
All right, that's enough.
You got a little giggle. It's kind
of
a forced laugh.
On to our next story. Every now and then, the props in the queue of the great movie ride at Hollywood Studios are switched out. Over the years, the exhibit space has been home to hundreds of legendary pieces of film history, from the chess table in Star Wars A New Hope to actual costuming from Gone with the Wind. This week, a new prop arrived for display. Some call it, Nick, a transmitter, a radio for speaking to God. And that, of course, is the actual Ark of the Covenant from Raiders of the Lost Ark. You can check this out at WWNT.com, of course. We have video and pictures. It typically would be dangerous to store this prop, but the soul of the great movie ride was already sucked out a long time ago.
So, that's amazing.
You know, Nick, the inside of the Ark and the great movie ride have a lot in common. You don't really want to look at either of them for very long. Close your eyes, Marion. They haven't fixed the witch yet. Guests at Disney parks will soon be able to wear classic theme park attraction posters and characters on their feet with new socks coming from the 28 main collection. No exact release date was given yet, but among the items previewed were socks for Expedition Everest, the Tiki Room, and the Jungle Cruise. They reportedly go great with sandals if you're a tourist. Cricket. Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party returning to the Magic Kingdom this year, November 9th, and this year, Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom fans, those exist?
Yeah!
Those exist?
Yeah.
For real? Okay. Can pick up a special Goofy-themed game card. Why is it Goofy-themed? Well, because they think people still play this game. That's what's goofy about it. This year's party exclusive card is Goofy's Festive Fiasco. And according to Imagineer Jonathan Ackley, it celebrates the glorious holiday chaos created by Goofy as he attempts to decorate for the season. Well, Goofy, it should be easier now that you don't have to worry about Osborne. At Disney's Grand Floridian Resort and Spa,
is he just running the projector for the for BAM?
Yeah, jiggle BAM!
Jiggle BAM!
BAM! Disney's Grand Floridian Resort and Spa, for a limited time, guests can enjoy the Garden View Lounge while enjoying from a selection of champagne and wine. A limited small plate menu includes items such as caviar, charcuterie, and seafood. This new dining experience is now open and available to guests who selected an income above $250,000 annually on their last Disney Parks and Resorts survey from 7 to 10 p.m. Yeah. An employee cafeteria at the Walt Disney World Swan was closed down by health inspectors last week because of live roaches and fruit flies in the kitchen.
Yes.
Why is this a big deal? There's a restaurant run by rats at Hollywood Studios. It was so bad. It's like a Lou Mangiello podcast joke. During a visit on October 12th,
he does jokes.
An inspector noted live and dead roaches. Quote, observed 14 live roaches crawling on the kick plate near hot boxes, the report read. There's also fruit flies in the prep room among 6 basic and 2 high priority violations. It's never good when there's more bugs in the kitchen than people eating at Peekaboo Buffeteria. The kitchen reopened the next day with a clean inspection. Other eateries in the hotel passed recent health inspections, but still mostly suck. The Swan Resort is on Disney World property, but managed by Starwood Hotels. Since April 22nd, 2016, we have been on a roller coaster ride of rumors when Rivers of Light and Animal Kingdom might debut. Now something fishy on the Destination D schedule has many a guest speculating that event attendees might be the first to see Rivers of Light this November. You see, the event wraps up on November 20th at the resort with a presentation by Joe Rohde. After that, there is an optional in-park gathering at a Disney theme park with no further details shared as of yet. Now, this is interesting because, again, you're ending on this Animal Kingdom presentation. It's not an Avatar presentation. That happens earlier in the evening. So specifically Animal Kingdom, the only other thing coming up for Animal Kingdom is Rivers of Light, and this in-park thing was never announced before, prior to this schedule being released this week. So kind of interesting. I don't really have a joke for this. I think it's interesting.
Is it odd to you that they're making that they're requiring theme park admission.
Yeah, I mean, Animal Kingdom could expand their hours. Currently, they're scheduled to close at 7:30 that evening. So,
because to me, requiring theme park admission and not just admission to the event means it's almost just like, oh, we're going to have maybe some entertainment in the park open at night for
maybe.
You.
Maybe. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. It's just something fishy about it. Something fishy about it. Moving on. Similar to the test currently running at the Magic Kingdom, which has added another guest relations location in Tomorrowland, Disney's Animal Kingdom is now testing out the addition of a second location where guests can find help with ticketing, reservations, and complaining about there being nothing to do at the park. The new test location is at the entrance of Kilimanjaro Safaris. The main guest relations is still located at the front of the park, far away from anything else you plan on doing on your day there. The test will be running through November 5th, 2016.
People had a good point. Are things so bad that there's so many people complaining that they need to open a second guest relations?
No, the Oasis is just so far away. That's such a pain. It's same with City Hall. That's just such a far walk for people. Put one somewhere out in the park, too. Another desk with three or four people might be helpful. The Gasparilla Island Grill, despite having just completely remodeled in 2012, will be undergoing another multi-month closure soon. It'll be closed October 17th through mid-December 2016. To accommodate guests and their personal shoppers, grab-and-go meals will be available at Misner's starting at 7 a.m. Yeah, 7. Thanks, Nick.
You're welcome.
Misner's will return to its regular menu from 6 till midnight.
I failed on that one.
Yeah, thanks. The Beaches Pool Bar will also be open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. You also missed my personal shopper joke. Come on. Get it?
Was I supposed to laugh?
Grand Floridian?
Yeah.
Rich?
No. Yeah.
And I'm done with this story. It's not funny. The long-delayed Elena of Avalor meet and greet is finally coming to the Magic Kingdom in November. Get ready, Nick! I know you're excited.
I'm really excited.
Another princess to creep on. Who's ready?
I don't creep on all the princesses.
Which princesses do you creep? Snow White. I know Snow White.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Snow White. Anna, a little bit. Sometimes Belle. Oh, not when Beast is around.
Anyway. Yeah, so beginning November 24th, you can meet Elena of Avalor in the Princess Fairy Tale Hall at the Magic Kingdom. She, of course, being the first Disney princess inspired by diverse Latin cultures and PR initiatives.
Used to be Jasmine, but she kind of covered up that not that appealing anymore.
The burkini.
Might have been my fault. I don't know.
Josh yells at me for using that joke on the air, the burkini, but I think it's funny anyway.
Might have been related to my glaring in the windows.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. But Elena hasn't met me yet, so we'll see what happens.
No. It's official, Nick. Disneyland Paris's 25th anniversary is coming in 2017. New guest experiences include sensational new attractions that opened in Florida 7 years ago. 7 years ago.
Seven?
Yeah, seven. A grand celebration with beloved Disney characters, a new parade with copied floats, and a breathtaking, slightly new nighttime spectacular.
I'm pretty sure I messed up the Avatar joke of the week, too.
You did. You missed it.
Did I?
You did.
Why didn't miss it? We didn't get to it.
There was one.
I don't think so. We didn't say it.
Did I not say it?
No, I interrupted you. We'll go back to it later.
Okay.
We'll have to put it in.
Beginning March 26, 2017, guests can experience Star Tours The Adventures Continue in Paris, finally. I guess we'll also be able to join the Rebel Alliance in Hyperspace Mountain, which will hurtle through the Star Wars galaxy following the twists and turns of TIE fighters and an intimidating Star Destroyer while destroying what's left of Discovery Land. Also arriving in style in 2017 will be the new Stars on Parade, which is where favorite Disney stars together with stunning floats create magic and happiness for all. Guests will also be able to discover a new show, Mickey Presents Happy Anniversary Disneyland Paris at
good
park,
name.
Where Mickey Mouse will start the celebration by assembling as many of his famous friends that are willing to visit the resort as possible.
They should have BAM onto the end of that.
Yeah.
Happy Anniversary Disneyland Paris, BAM!
Finally, as night falls, there will be another spectacular new event, Disney Illumination.
BAM!
Great, another nighttime show at Walt Disney World moving to another park. Can't keep anything here now, can we? Anyway. Nick, the dinosaur refurbishment.
Yeah.
You know, when that comes back, if the Carnotaur sees its shadow, it means another 6 months till Avatar. I'm
to a little turnaround action there.
There you go. In the latest attraction coming to Tokyo DisneySea, Nemo and Friends Sea Rider is set to open May 12, 2017 in Port Discovery. This, of course, is the replacement for Storm Rider. Replacing original concepts with character-driven attractions, you might as well start calling this park Epcot 2 Electric Boogaloo. This five-minute attraction shrinks guests while inside a fish-shaped submarine, which still sounds better than shrinking guests so a dog could sneeze on them.
That's so good.
Anyway, that's the news, Nick. Who brings us the news?
By the way, thank you for letting me get in the Avatar joke that I totally ruined.
It's all right. Yeah, I missed it.
Appreciate that. That's my fault. Stepped on your toes. But don't forget to shop apparel and accessories for Disney fans through WDWNT.com. And, of course, TeePublic. Go over to WDWNT.com. Click on that TeePublic link to shop from hundreds of designs for T-shirts, phone cases, prints, and more, including exclusive WDW News Today logo apparel and original creations such as Dom Corliss Mean Tweets, March Tragic Team Shirt. We're seeing that around the parks. Or you get the latest release celebrating the Big Thunder Mountain Railroad.
Don't forget, Make the Movie Ride Great Again.
Make the Movie Ride Great Again. Perfect for tonight. If you have it, throw it on tonight while you watch the debate, you know, and enjoy that movie ride shirt. Lots of other great stuff as well. The logo shirts for the shows and everything.
Lots of non-WWNT stuff you could buy through there too, which helps support WDWNT.
They are, yeah. You click the link, you go shopping, anything you buy there helps us out. So head over there, maybe during a commercial break tonight, go to WDWNT.com, start shopping by clicking the TeePublic link. TeePublic, an official partner of WDW News Tonight.
Nick, tonight we have the Disney Parks Pursuit, which means we need four contestants for a fabulous prize package from ThemeParkConnection.com. So you can start calling in at 407-774-8255. We'll play that when we come back. And also, we got Tom and Nick are angry about things. What did we just eat? The worst things ever at Walt Disney World. So much tonight when we come back on WDW News Tonight. Welcome back to WDW News Tonight. I'm Tom Corliss, Nicholas Cicero in there. So quick story tonight. I was packing stuff up to come out to the station tonight, and I forgot something really important. That is the power cord to my laptop. My laptop's like 5 years old now. So it doesn't keep a charge for hours and hours on end. So I'm going to lose video of me on this show. You'll still hear me because we're mic'd through the radio station. But before we do, there's a couple things I brought in tonight that I want to talk about. Number one, our good friend Jose Castillo, who worked at WDWNT for many, many years, went to Tokyo last week. He was out there in Tokyo. He, went, of course, visited the Tokyo Disney Resort, and I asked him to bring back a few things. Number one, I needed a Shandu plush.
That's good.
Because Shandu is the one attraction I want to see more than any other when I eventually finally find my way out there is Sinbad's Storybook Voyage. It's a second version of the ride. The second time that when they redid the ride, they added this guy because the Japanese love cute characters. So they added a song and they added this guy, and he's adorable. I, of course, I'm also a cat person. So.
And I will say, that's a pretty big item to ask a friend to bring back from an overseas trip.
He completely understood, though.
Yeah.
Like, he knew I had to have it. He had to bring back three of these. Our other friend wanted one, and Jose wanted one also. So three of these guys had to come back from Tokyo. It's adorable, though. I love it.
Oh, it is. No doubt.
Another thing, Nick, we're going to try something live on the air. I know we've done this before. We got to do it quickly.
All right. I got these here.
He also brought me this tin of candies for the 15th anniversary of Tokyo DisneySea. They're doing a celebration out there now. It's really cute. But it comes with three kinds of chocolate.
Candy!
There is a white chocolate, a milk chocolate, and a strawberry. And I know, Nick, you love the snacks at the parks here, so we want to see how the pre-wrapped stuff from Tokyo measures up. Where do we start with the white?
Yeah, let's start with white. Start Donald. With white looks like Mickey's trying to be Elsa, by the way.
Oh, look at that. There's a 15th anniversary logo on it. That's so neat.
Ooh, crunchy.
Oh, it's like white chocolate Nestle Crunch.
Yeah, a little bit. Not as much crunch.
No, a little bit.
Solid white chocolate. I'm a huge white chocolate fan. This is good.
All right, milk chocolate.
Milk.
There is kind of a weird one for the last one. Not the weirdest kind of candy you can get from Japan, but another 15th. Look at that.
They'll have the crunch.
I do. They're really good.
So I like a little bit of crunch, yeah.
I'm dying to try. You've seen the 45th anniversary chocolate box?
It doesn't taste like our milk chocolate. It's not as sweet and milky.
Yeah. And then, weirdly enough, there's a strawberry. Look on the strawberry. Look, it's pink.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's really good.
Is it?
It's amazing. Thank you, Jose, wherever you are.
Thank you, Jose. A little strawberry chocolate.
Some gifts from Tokyo. Yay. I'm about to lose battery. I'm at 7%.
7?
Yeah, 7. I actually am. That wasn't like...
By the way, we need a couple more contestants for Disney Park Pursuit. If you want to play, give us a call, 407-774-8255. That's 407-774-8255.
Before I lose camera, here it is, the 2017 poster calendar thing that's now available at the parks, $24.99. I wanted to show people since I picked it up. I know people are excited about it.
Some good stuff in there.
There is. They're real pretty.
They are. They're printed really nice. And as we mentioned before the show, the calendar part is useless.
Yeah. It is. It's a tiny block at the bottom. You really just buy it for the posters, and it's perforated so you can break them off. Look at this. Walt Disney World Restaurant, the Crystal Palace got in there.
Oh, gotta have that.
Look at that. It's pretty neat. Yeah, the calendar. I don't know if people can see the calendar part.
Go up a little, yeah.
It's pretty useless. It's just.
Yeah, you can't see it from any kind of distance.
Yeah, it's kind of useless.
What's the price on the calendar?
$24.99 with your AP discount, it evens out to what you would have paid for it last year. Almost as if they knew. It's as if they knew, Nicholas. Heads up, they definitely knew, and that's why it's priced like that. But anyway, before I lose camera, I'm going to bring Chandu in one more time. We're going to play Parks Pursuit. Shortly, look at Chandu.
One more line open.
Look at his little tag.
407-774-8255.
Sinbad storybook.
While we're waiting to possibly fill up that last line, you know, I've been pretty at peace with myself this week, but I have a strange suspicion that you might be irritated a little bit by something.
You don't have anything you're angry about?
I'm very much at peace with the world this week.
Oh, good. I'm angry.
I know you are.
I have access to the entire curse word library. This new console is done.
It's a damn poor mind indeed. Can't think of at least two ways to spell a word.
No privacy. It's all around this place.
I don't like Sam.
I don't like Jane.
It was bad.
It was awful.
I was dead.
Get him away.
Hey, boo.
You know, Nick, at this point, Star Wars Land and Toy Story Land, we know a decent amount.
We do.
And the fact that another website is still putting out articles where it's like, well, what's going between the two? Nothing's going between the two. And the Toy Story Land concept art, it's very clearly like half broken trees, which are all over the concept art for Star Wars Land. It's not Radiator Springs. Radiator Springs doesn't have trees to begin with. It's a desert. There's not like big oak trees. It's just desert and cacti and some small little thin trees. I don't know what people think.
It's trees made out of hubcaps.
As much as I would love Cars Land to be there, it's not happening, folks. It might happen somewhere else in the park at a later time, but it's not happening now. Please stop. Stop getting everyone's hopes up. We got Star Wars Land. We got Toy Story Land. That is the expansion as it exists now at Hollywood Studios. There's nothing else.
All right. Put that to bed.
Yeah.
No room. Nothing there. Nothing to see, folks. Move on. All right. So, we have three contestants right now. I'm going to start introducing these three contestants. If you call in time before we actually start the game, I'll get you on as the fourth contestant. Yes. But in the meantime, guys, let's introduce our contestants for Disney Parks Pursuit tonight, and then we'll go over the rules for everyone. Our first caller tonight, Ryan. Good evening, Ryan. Where are you calling from?
Pennsylvania.
All right. A good town, good state. State, not a town. It's a state of Pennsylvania. We always get a lot of good calls from Pennsylvania. And we like to send a lot of prizes from Theme Park Connection up your way. And have you played Parks Pursuit with us before, Ryan?
No, just the map game.
A map game veteran right here.
This is a slightly more complicated than the math game or the map game.
Slightly, probably less complicated than math, more complicated than map, and somewhere around the match game probably. Thank you for calling into play tonight, Ryan. Look forward to hearing more from you. And now, next up is Alex. Alex, where are you calling in from?
Hey, guys. Calling from Atlanta.
Atlanta. All right, Ryan. Now, have you played Parks Pursuit with us before?
No, I played Pyramid a couple months ago. But
first time done Pyramid. All right, so you're used to some games with us tonight. We appreciate you calling in to play tonight. Good luck. Good luck on the game. And let's talk to our third contestant tonight. Still that last line open. You got a couple more seconds here. But we might go with three contestants tonight. And the third one happens to be Sarah. Good evening, Sarah.
Good evening.
All right. Where are you calling to us from?
I'm calling from Wisconsin.
All right, Wisconsin. How are things in Wisconsin these days?
Getting a bit chilly.
I bet it is. Is it time for a vacation to Orlando?
We are heading down the end of November, right after Thanksgiving.
Are you sad that dinosaurs close an extra month?
It'll be open.
Oh, see,
My daughter is furious about dinosaurs.
Furious?
But you're coming in November. No, it'll be open.
I'm hoping.
See? Hoping.
That's true.
Hoping.
You never know what Disney opening dates these days, do you?
are you excited about seeing you excited about seeing Rivers of Light in November when you come?
Yeah.
Right. And Avatar Land and Star Wars Land. And
everything. The world of greatness for you. But it'll be fun. So we'll see you in November. And thanks for calling in tonight to play the game. All right, so we got three contestants tonight, Tom. Why don't you take people a little bit through the rules of Park Pursuit? It's pretty simple, okay. But pretty standard.
In the meantime, do we still want to let someone call in and take
yes,
that last call?
Yes, if 407-774-8255 is the number. While Tom's explaining the game, if you want to grab that last spot, it's yours.
So Disney Parks Pursuit works a lot like Trivial Pursuit in that you're trying to collect pie pieces. Michael, you can pull up the graphic for everybody now. There's the graphic mystery. There's one mystery opponent to be named. And there's six categories. The categories are audio, places, time, trivia, food, and quotes. For audio, Nick, what are we doing for audio this evening?
Well, it could be some music or a piece of attraction audio from attractions around Walt Disney World.
And they have to tell
me where the music or the audio piece is from, what attraction. Yeah.
Okay.
Or attraction or show. There could be,
Okay.
I guess that's an attraction.
Okay. Also, there's places where you have to guess where at Walt Disney World I am in three clues. I'll give you three clues.
Mm-hmm.
Time, tell me what year the event took place in. There is a general trivia questions. Food, Nick, what are we doing for food tonight? Are they just...
Sometimes it's, we'll talk about a piece of food and you tell us where you can get it. Sometimes we name a food item, and you tell us, we name a restaurant, and you have to answer a question about that restaurant, or various things, but they're all food-related.
Okay. And then quotes, I'm going to give you a quote from somewhere at the Disney parks. You tell me where it's from.
All right. Very good. Very fun. And first up to the game tonight, we're going to bring Ryan. And so, Ryan, pick a category, audio, places, time, trivia, food, or quotes.
We'll start with places.
All right, places.
All right, so for places, I'm going to give you three clues. Tell me where I am. I'm at a restaurant, I'm at a table service restaurant, and I'm at Disney's Caribbean Beach Resort.
You are at Shudders.
I am at Shudders.
Nice.
Well done.
You got it. Pie piece for Ryan. He got his places.
Time for some cornbread croutons.
All right, Ryan, pick another category.
Let's go with food.
All right, food.
All right, so here we go, food. Oh, jeez. Let's skip that one. This Disney Parks eatery offers a red, white, and blue salad with chicken.
Liberty Tree Tavern.
Nope.
Well, all right, Ryan, you got one pie piece, and now it's time for Alex's first turn. Alex, so what category would you like?
I'll do places.
Places, all right. Three clues, here we go. I'm at a restaurant, I'm at Disney's Animal Kingdom Lodge, and I'm at a signature restaurant.
Gico?
That's right.
Nice job. All right. You got your pie piece. Your place is pie piece. Go ahead, Alex. Pick another one.
Let's do quotes.
Quotes. All right. I'll give you a quote. Tell me where it's from. You'll always have that torch you can carry for him. You'll always have that torch you can carry for him.
Oh, I don't know. Indiana Jones?
No, it's a good one, though. He does physically have a torch.
It's actually a couple of attractions that have torches.
One of the more educated guesses we've had in this game.
That's very good. All right, Sarah, it's your turn. Your opponents each have one pie piece. Which one are you going for?
Let's start with audio.
All right, audio. Here we go. Tell me what this piece of audio is from.
And growl, and screech, and roar, and thump, and jump, and leap.
I'm going to have to pass. I have no idea.
Oh, no.
Come on.
All right. Tom isn't happy with that one. He was dancing.
I miss it
so much.
He was
dancing. So Tom gave a little clue there. It's not around anymore. But, all right. No pie piece on the first round for Sarah. It brings us back to Ryan. Which one would you like to go for next?
Let's try trivia.
Trivia. All right. Who is the proprietor of the Emporium on Main Street, USA at the Magic Kingdom?
I don't know.
I like how that one's taken off of the Celebration's 45th
I love that one because it's so
contest.
Obvious, but yet no one ever seems to notice it. But anyway.
All right, next up, let's get Alex back here. You got one pie piece, so which one are you going for next?
Give me another quote.
A quote, okay. Let's go with... 'Tis easy to see, hard to foresee. 'Tis easy to see, hard to foresee.
I have no idea.
Tom made him hard tonight.
Yes, you did. All right, let's bring Sarah back. Sarah, which pie piece would you like to go for next?
Let's go for food.
Food.
All right. This Walt Disney World Resort had an employee kitchen closed down this week by health inspectors.
Oh, good. I missed that part because my daughter was talking.
Oh, no.
No.
Got to pass.
Okay. All right. That brings Ryan back up. Ryan, which pie piece?
Can I get Alex's quote?
No. Doesn't work that way, buddy.
Odyssey quotes.
Quotes, all right. Something has gone wrong. One by one, the crew has vanished, and somewhere lurking in the ship, a terrifying creature waits to claim its next victim.
The Great Movie Ride?
Yes. Yeah,
used
nice.
To be on the Great Movie Ride. Oh, my laptop finally died. There you go.
All right, Ryan, that's two pie pieces for you. You still need audio time, trivia, and food.
Back to food.
This food item recently made its triumphant return to the Sleepy Hollow Refreshments menu.
The chicken waffle.
I need a more...
Sweet and spicy chicken waffle.
Yeah.
All right, fine.
There you go.
All right.
Nick, very happy about that one. All right, you are halfway there. Audio time and trivia left.
Trivia.
How many presidents are currently in the Hall of Presidents?
44.
That's right. Is it 44?
I think we know because...
No, Obama... Okay.
Well, let's skip that one. Let's put that one on the tip. Remember, I think there's one in there that was twice, so there's actually only 43. Obama is the 44th president,
right.
But I think there's only 43, but I'm not 100% sure about that one. Let's throw that one
right.
out.
No, you're right. It is 43. Okay.
So.
We shouldn't have rushed that one. Anyway.
Sorry.
Ignore that, everyone.
All right, so you need to give him another trivia
I'll
one.
I'll give him another trivia one, then. How many different versions of the Tower of Terror have existed at Walt Disney World?
Four.
Nope.
All right, that brings Alex back up. Alex, you only have one bypiece. You need audio, time, trivia, food, and quotes.
All right, let's try audio.
All right, audio. Tell me where this was from.
Mickey deserves a hand. It's liquid magic, and it's better than any band.
Join in, watch in the fountain. Join in, stay for a while.
What do you think?
Kitchen Cabaret?
No.
I like it. Nick just picked like Tom's favorite music.
I think you did. All right, Sarah, you are up. Which piece would you like to go for?
Trivia.
All right. As of the 22nd of this month, how many months delayed will Rivers of Light be?
6.
That's yes. Right. Very good. Very good. All right. So you got a pie piece, and you're looking for the other 5.
Quotes.
You got your level 1s and your level 2s. You've got your level 1s and you've got your level 2s.
Gonna pass.
All right. Well, you got your first pie piece. That's a good start, Sarah. Let's bring back on Ryan, who has 3 pie pieces and is in the lead. Ryan, you need audio, time, and trivia.
Trivia, all right. How many countries were in World Showcase in 1986?
11.
Nope.
All right, that brings Alex back up. Alex, which piece would you like to go for?
Give me trivia.
All right. How many countries were in World Showcase in 1986?
Dang it. 9.
All right, Sarah, your turn. Pick a category.
Food.
Food.
Junior's Thanksgiving flatbread is a seasonal offering at what Walt Disney World location? We recently had a review from here of this flatbread, and it's disgusting. Junior's Thanksgiving flatbread.
Junior's Thanksgiving flatbread. I'm going to guess Liberty. Can't think of it.
No.
We named the dog.
Fortunately, not the answer. Let's bring on Ryan now. Ryan, audio, time, and trivia.
Let's go audio indeed.
Let's see. All right. Tell me where this is from. Yeah, I don't know which one I'm going for. Let's see, because I forgot if you heard one of those. Let's go with this one right here. You know?
Phantasmic?
No.
You're off by a couple letters.
Yeah. Kind of close there. All right. Bringing up Alex next. Alex, which piece are you going for?
Give me food.
Food.
What state is the new footlong hot dog named after at Min and Bill's Dockside Diner?
New York?
No. No, they don't have any hot dogs.
Coney Island. Coney Island dog, buddy.
That is true. Sarah, you're up. You're looking for audio, places, time, food, and quotes.
Audio.
All right, audio. Tell me where this could be heard.
Hello again. We're just about ready to hit the track, so please make sure your safety belts are securely fastened, as they always should be in your vehicle.
Test sequence is downloading, and we're clear for dispatch.
Mission to Mars?
No. Fortunately not.
My heart hurts so much tonight. Good thing I have Shandu to hold.
Oh, I kind of want Shandu. I wish I had my Ewoks. Ryan, you're
well,
up
you
next.
Could spend all that time with your Ewoks after you get your combo.
It's true. Ryan, which category would you like?
Trivia.
Trivia. All right. How many countries were in World Showcase in 1986?
10.
10 is correct.
There you go.
It is currently 11. Norway wasn't added yet, but Morocco had been added by that point. So it was not 9 and not 11, but 10.
Audio and time.
Let's try time. We haven't done that one yet.
Okay. The Carousel of Progress started being a seasonal attraction in this year.
Nope. All right. Let's bring on Alex again. Audio, time, trivia, food, and quotes.
All right, give me food again.
Food. Let's do it.
Thai chicken flatbread was recently added to which resort lounge menu? A Thai chicken flatbread.
People aren't looking at your reviews, Tom.
I know, it's a problem.
It's heartbreaking.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, Sarah, which category would you like?
Time.
Time, all right. Journey into Imagination opened in this year. The original Journey into Imagination.
Typing away there. Come on. Come on, Sarah.
I'm cheating. I'm sorry. I'm going to say 1986.
Oh, no.
It's a good guess, though.
It was a good guess.
It wasn't too far off.
It wasn't. It's okay. Just trying to keep the integrity of our games.
The integrity of the show
is important to us.
I have no camera. We botched the number of presidents. The integrity of the show is important.
We missed the Avatar joke of the week.
Yeah.
I had to go back for it. Ryan, which category would you like?
Time,
all right.
He's getting angry. I keep hearing him like, I want to win this game.
So close.
Space Mountain adds an interactive queue. What year?
2007.
No, 7.
Alex, you need everything but places. Which one would you like?
Give me time. Try that one.
Do it.
Time. All right. The Carousel of Progress started being a seasonal attraction.
01?
Yeah,
yes!
That's right.
Beautiful. All
9/11 actually made that happen. They had to institute a number of seasonal attractions. At
audio, trivia, food, or quotes?
All right, let's go back to food.
Food.
All right. This Walt Disney World Resort had an employee kitchen closed down this week by health inspectors.
Swan.
The swan is
absolutely right. You got it. All right. But that's actually the end of the first. That's at the end of the first hour.
That's not the song you plays at the end.
I don't know why that song keeps playing. Every week that song keeps trying to play us out of the first hour.
That being said, that is one of my favorite pieces of music ever.
Oh, I know it is. No, you're not. But anyway, that's the end of the first hour. So far right now, so he got that one right, right? He got food?
So it's 4-3-1.
Right now. 4-3-1.
But
Ryan's
can see
the
score right there on YouTube right now.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. We got that little interactive thing going there. So if you're watching the show, not just listening, you could see all that. We'll be back with hour two. What's our big discussion later in hour two, Tom?
We have the worst things ever at Walt Disney World.
Ah, that's going to be good.
Welcome back. to WW News tonight. We are live on AM 1520 WBZW in Orlando, live at listen.wdwnt.com, on WDWNT the app, and of course on YouTube. Thank you once again for joining us every week here on WW News tonight. Happy you could be with us next week. Easily one of the biggest shows we have ever done here on WW News tonight is our Halloween spectacular. So next week, we're doing a couple really fun things. Number one, Cornak the Magnificent will be joining us next week. Also, we have a Halloween edition of WDWNT The Match Game, and as well, the scariest things ever at Walt Disney World. All that and more next week on WDW News Tonight. Pretty exciting. Nick, who brings us WDW News Tonight each and every week?
Why, that happens to be our wonderful sponsor, Magical Travel, who's an authorized Disney vacation planner and always ready to assist you in making your next trip to the Walt Disney World Resort, Disneyland Resort, or aboard the Disney Cruise Line even more magical. Right now, you can save up to 25% on rooms at select Walt Disney World Resort hotels for stays most nights, January 1st through April 8th, 2017, when you book October 3rd through December 21st of this year. Number of rooms available for this offer is limited, so make sure to act fast. For more information on this special offer or many more, visit MagicalTravel.com and book your next Disney trip today. Got some great stuff going on there. You know, I just saw the exciting news, Tom. Not Disney related, but I will be glued to my computer at 10 a.m. tomorrow as Nintendo unveils the NX.
What is it?
Nintendo, the NX, their new system.
The NX.
Oh my goodness. You don't really video game anymore,
console?
Huh? Yeah. Well, new whatever it is.
I didn't even buy the Wii
big
U yet. I was thinking about getting a Wii U and there's another
Stop
one.
It. March of 2017.
The Wii
it's
U
huge.
Is not that old.
No, but this is huge.
How old is the Wii U?
A couple of years. It's like 4 or 5 years old.
No, it's not.
Wii U?
No. Like
come on.
2014?
Wii U.
It's only 2 years old.
I don't know if it's 2 years old.
2014, I guarantee.
2012.
Oh, get out of here.
November of 2012. It's 4 years old.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
I don't know where time goes in the
Oh, it goes. It goes. So I'm very, very excited. So, yeah. Anyway, We have contestants online. We're playing Disney Parks Pursuit. Coming up in a little bit, we're going to have our big discussion on the worst things ever at Walt Disney World. And that will be fun. We'll invite your phone calls as well so you can get in on that. You can get in on the chat at listen.wdwnt or the app, the WDWNT app. Open up the chat there. Talk to us. We'll be doing that a little bit later on. But first, we got to wrap up this edition of Disney Parks Pursuit. We have three contestants on the line. Ryan is in the lead with four pie pieces. Pieces out of six. Alex, who is still up when we return here in a moment, has three of the six pie pieces, and Sarah only coming in with one of the pie pieces. But you know, I see an underdog. I see her coming back as we go into these later rounds here. So let's bring Alex back onto the line. Alex, you need audio trivia and quotes. Which one are you going for?
Give me trivia.
All right, Tom. Trivia.
This Disney-owned resort features restaurants not operated by the Walt Disney Company. Disney-owned resort hotel that does not feature restaurants operated by the Walt Disney
Interesting Company. Question.
Hmm. Wow. Boardwalk?
Nope. Exclusively
non-Disney
owned restaurants.
Yeah. All right, Sarah, your turn. Which category would you like?
I'll try audio.
Let's do some audio. All right, can you tell me where this piece of audio is from?
Sounds like the Three Little Pigs. I don't think so. I have no clue.
You want to take a guess?
Just Winnie the Pooh?
No, not Winnie the Pooh. Not Winnie the Pooh. Sorry, Sarah. No pie piece there, and we're coming back around to the front now. Ryan, audio and time.
Time, please.
Time.
All right, time. Space Mountain adds an interactive queue.
2009.
Yep.
Yes.
Oh.
All right. Here
you're
you go.
One piece away.
Yep. Just audio for you. Do you know where this could be heard?
Move it, shake it, celebrate it.
Move it, shake it. There you
go. That's the
game. Congratulations. All right. Ryan is our big winner tonight. I want to thank Alex and Sarah for playing tonight. But Ryan, you hold on the line because you will be getting a prize pack from our great sponsor, Theme Park Connection. Appreciate you playing tonight.
Thanks.
All right. Tom, why don't you tell people a little bit about Theme Park Connection?
Well, Theme Park Connection is our wonderful sponsor. Their warehouse is located just blocks away from the Florida Mall in the Orlando area. No, not Magical Travel. They were earlier. Let's watch him type in themeparkconnection.com, which is where you should go to shop from thousands of Disney and entertainment-related memorabilia items, collectibles, autographs, all sorts of wonderful things. You can visit their 16,000-square-foot retail location in Orlando, Florida, again, right near the Florida Mall, and as well online at themeparkconnection.com. They also still have hundreds of eBay auctions each and every week. So check them out online at themeparkconnection.com.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here on WDW News Tonight. When we return, we'll go over the wonderful world of psychotic comments presented by the WDWNT Interglobe Society. Then we'll have our big discussion this week, the worst things ever at Walt Disney World. So start thinking of what you want to add to our list. We'll be talking about that and inviting your calls at 407-774-8255. Then we'll round out the night with Who Hates Tom Now.
JP Morgan is now holding a record 55 million ounces of silver. Goldman Sachs and HSBC recently purchased 7.1 tons of physical gold. What do these fat cat bankers and mega money managers know that you don't? They're expecting another financial crisis, and over time, gold and silver win. Silver is trading below its production costs and is predicted to double by 2020. At Capital Gold Group, we offer gold and silver for direct delivery. Plus, our specialty is IRA rollovers for the ultimate in IRA security. Be one of the first 20 callers today to receive our free gold and silver buying guide. Capital Gold Group is A-plus rated with a Better Business Bureau. So call now and see what investing in gold and silver can do for you. Call now. 800-430-7568. 800-430-7568. 800-430-7568. That's 800-430-7568.
All right, welcome back to the show tonight. Had a great, great round of Disney Parks Pursuit there. Congratulations again to Ryan. He just wanted it more than the other contestants. That's it. He was driven. And so congratulations. He'll be getting a prize back from Theme Park Connection. And now, Tom, I want to take people into what we like to call the wonderful world of psychotic comments. Each and every week, I torture myself because I browse all the comments you guys make at WWNT.com. I read each and every one of them, and I actually want to start off. I also sometimes take some from Facebook, and Tom actually fished this one out for me, so I want to start with this one. It was on the whole photos of the art from Indiana Jones at Raiders of the Lost Ark coming into the queue at Great Movie Ride. Tom, do you even comprehend this one? I don't know where he was even thinking.
I don't.
Waylon wrote in, "This was seen in one man's dream, and I really gonna miss this ride, and now it's been on display for Disney Springs. I'm sure Disney would add UFO and Alien Chamber and even Robbers Cowboys in Disney Springs."
I don't know.
Perhaps. Perhaps they will.
I don't even
know. Let's see. We're going to go to the Destination D. Attendees will be first to see Rivers of Light next month, ? Steven wrote in, "I'm sure it's probably for Jungle Book, alive with more magic." Maybe. Fingers crossed, Steven. Famous the article famous musicians let's skip that one. New holiday fireworks, Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam, coming to Disney's Hollywood Studios. FLFP wrote in, not nearly as good as Osborne Festival of Lights that Disney cut. Faux Anger replied, if Osborne was so good, one would think you'd know it's called the Osborne Family Spectacle of Dancing Lights. See, that's the thing I love about the people that post on your comments section, Tom. They're so nice that they help each other out and correct each other with names with no sarcasm whatsoever. In the article, Sweet and Spicy Chicken Waffle Sandwich Returns to the Magic Kingdom. Mind Me wrote in, again, these are our commentators treating each other with the respect that they all deserve. Mind Me wrote in, wow, that waffle looks really disgusting. And then a Sweet and Spicy Chicken Waffle Is My Bae chimed in, you look disgusting. Fair enough. But Jeff commented, if by disgusting you mean awesome, I'm with you. It looks delicious. Mickey Moss wrote in, why is the fresh fruit waffle sandwich listed twice on the menu? Joni chimed in, because one is served with fruit and the other is served with fruit. That is likely. Phil chimed in, a lot of comments on the spicy chicken waffle.
Of course.
Phil chimed in, I find it's culturally inappropriate in several ways. First, the waffle is Belgian. The chicken is breaded and fried like a thick chicken German schnitzel. You could credit the chicken to Colonel Sanders. Then there is the coleslaw, which sounds like sliced cabbage tossed in Thai sweet spicy sauce. Add to this mix Roscoe's Fried Chicken and Waffles restaurant in Los Angeles, who lays claim to this creation. So let's review. We have a Flemish, German, Thai, Southern colonel who may have an African-American origin. So there you go. He's wondering what's going on with this sandwich there. In the article, Disney's Animal Kingdom testing edition of Second Guest Relations location, Drew chimed in, getting ready for all the Avatar stinks comments. Just kidding. I'm sure everyone will absolutely love Soarin' Over Pandora. And it's a small Pandora. Or is it Navi of the Pandora? Yo-ho, yo-ho, a Navi life for me. Nice comment from Drew. Let's see. Again, your commentators helping out each other when they have questions. The Hollywood Studios photo report. Mike wrote in, do you know what Star Wars and Toy Story Land look like on a map? Joe wrote in, buildings, trees, and walkways. Hope this helps.
That's our audience.
Dave also chimed in with a comment for you, Tom. Bevy must be the word of the day, because apparently you used the word bevy like a half a dozen times in that post. You did.
Which post?
The Hollywood Studios photo report.
Did I really?
Yeah, you used the word bevy a few times. It's weird.
It doesn't even feel like a word I use.
It was weird. Jack Lindsay's Hangar Bar introduces happy hour and seasonal food and drink specials. Brandon wrote in, you know, actually what they need is a new food truck. They can call it Bill McKim's test truck. The front can be made to look like it was a head-on collision.
Oh, jeez. They could park it right next to that down sign on World Drive. You could be crashed into the pole.
One more, because we talked about the closure of Dinosaur. I know my music has run out, but oh well. We can actually start. There we go. We want that music. Closure of Dinosaur at Disney's Animal Kingdom has been extended. People not happy about this one. Craig was kind of funny. He wrote in, oh good, my 11-8 Fast Pass is safe so far. A couple minutes later, he says, I take that back. It's gone. Primeval World is in its place.
That was my favorite, was the people commenting, like, I still have mine. And then they come back, like, half hour later, be like, no, it's gone. I hate Disney.
Richard wanted to know, are they blaming the Hurricane Matthew or Avatar for this? Catherine wrote in, my Fast Pass for 2029 is canceled and replaced with Primeval World. That happened a lot. Jen said, mine too was changed to Primeval World. No thanks. And then this one actually kind of serious, but I wanted to read it because wow. Jim Moore wrote in, gives you something to think about here. 2 years of planning, 17 days in parks. What is there to see for my $10,000 investment? Three of the four parks are half day or less now. I can't even make points. I'm so mad. They make you plan out dining 180 days out. Fast passes 30 to 60 days out, but they can't keep anything open as promised. I feel like I have failed my family in planning and saving hardcore for 2 years for this.
I don't mean to be mean. This is a serious question. Where is he spending $10,000?
He might have a big family.
Or he's staying at
Well, if you have like five kids.
Yeah, he's got to be staying at a deluxe.
And then to round things out, Michael wrote in, I think Rhonda is drunk because I cannot understand her comments. Whereas FLFP chimed in, I'm reading it word for word, Michael is probably you if drunk and can't read or understand posts, comma, or comma, maybe English, not your thing. That, my friends, is the wonderful world of psychotic comments brought to you by WIGS, the WDWNT Interglobe Society. Support WDWNT and get access to an exclusive community and full-length audio.
Michael, why are you showing the app? It's not time for the app. It's time for WIGS.
WIGS!
You're showing the app for 20 minutes.
It's time for WIGS! You could also, you get exclusive commentary, you get full-length audio and video shows you can't do anywhere else. Sometimes we even do an after show to the radio show.
Next week there will be an after show.
That's exclusive to you guys, and you guys are responding, which is great. You guys are calling in. You WIGS members are wonderful, and you guys are supporting us, and you guys are being active in the community as well.
They actually also just got first access in the last week. They got first access to Moments 40 through 36 in the countdown, which will be on a podcast coming out probably tomorrow.
They should get first access to your made-up rumors, too. Like, before you test them out on blog posts as clickbait, you should test them out with the WIGS members.
There you go. Also, they got first access to reviews from New York Comic Con. We had two of the guys responsible for the Disney Kingdom series, Jim Zub of Figment. Joshua Williamson of Haunted Mansion. I forget the name. But there you go. There it is, patreon.com.
Yeah, for more info, go to patreon.com. That's P-A-T-R-E-O-N. patreon.com/WDWNT. Or you can just head over to WDWNT.com. Click on that Patreon link. It's right there on the website. Join WIGS and help make WDWNT happen through Patreon.
There you go. So, Nick, our in-depth discussion this week, inspired by right now we're in the midst of counting down the 45 greatest things ever at Walt Disney World. So I figured 1 week I wanted to sit down. I wanted to discuss possibly what are the worst things ever at Walt Disney World.
Makes sense. Yeah.
So if I may bring in a few wonderful panels, Nick, if you could move that time window so I can see who's actually there, that'd be great. Thank you. We have David Smith.
Hey there.
I don't know if we got David up on the screen. We'll figure this out tonight. Ron Deanna.
Aloha.
We got Zach Larson.
Hey, I am not dead.
It's good that you are not dead. We're happy to see you. We also got Ashley. Hi, Ashley.
Hi.
Ashley Jasmine.
Hello.
And Jason Diffendahl somewhere. I think Ashley has her make the movie ride great again.
I know.
Yes, I do. And that wasn't even planned. That's what I had.
Jason's green screen.
I'm here. Hey, howdy.
I can see through your beard. You must have like some green in your beard and it's just seeing through it.
It's probably like lettuce or something from dinner.
So originally when we planned this segment, we were going to keep Jason on screen because I want to hear from Jason. Originally when we planned this segment, we were going to use some of the results of the over 1,000 items we had up for voting for the 45 greatest things ever at Walt Disney World. We're going to use the bottom of that list to help us out a little bit. Jason, we can't find those results.
So here's what happened. So we had like 950 some items on the list. And then we ran that survey and we took like the top 300 because the survey software that we had was not handling 900 items very well.
No, so well, we tried a lot of different survey softwares and none of them seemed to be handling.
No, there were none that could handle that many items. So we kind of limped along for 2 days and then we cut that off and we took the top 300 from that list of 900, and then we ran with that. And yeah, most survey softwares wouldn't even handle 300, but we got the one that we have did well with that. So what I'm thinking is that you wanted the bottom, but we had the list of 300 in order, but there were 600 other things that didn't even make that list. So I'm actually going in and I'm trying to download from that 900 list survey the ones that got no votes.
Okay.
And I'm going to work on that while we're discussing here. Okay. So I think we can go through with everyone on the panel.
Well, I'm sure everybody on the panel has more than enough things they'd like to
talk
about.
And then maybe at the end we'll just look at the highlights of things that got no votes from the first list of 900.
Okay. So, again, this is going to be the 45 worst things at Walt Disney World. And just like our list, the 45 greatest things ever at Walt Disney World, there's a lot of things that qualify. This is not just attractions. This is not just entertainment, not just resorts, not just restaurants, individual food items. Anything that exists at Walt Disney World that bothers you, you don't like, or you think is terrible is certainly up for discussion this evening. And again, we're inviting our listeners to call in at 407-774-8255. I also, of course, have the chat room open from WW News Today on the Air, which I'm looking at. So, yeah. So, let's open the floor. Anybody have anything in particular they want to start screaming about first?
I'd like to bring up a point that Disney security is profiling people with cargo shorts.
Cargo shorts? I stopped wearing jeans because they were profiling people with long pants in the summer.
Anytime you go through the no bags line, but you have like big pockets in your shorts, they'll ask you what's in your pockets, and then they'll send you through the metal detector.
You know what I started doing? I remove everything from my pockets, put it in my hands, hold it over my head, and I look at them and go, look, and then I go through and no one bothers me now. It's wonderful.
See, that's what you do. I just say, don't shoot, I'm not armed.
All right, so I'll start with the one that bothers me the most, and that is other guests.
Jason, I think, joked that this was going to be on his list, but David, go ahead.
The parks would be perfect if there weren't just, you know, other people. But, I don't know. I mean, if you have to really classify stupid guests, and there is a whole lot of them.
There's so many. I'd like to break that down into so many groups, but I won't.
Yeah,
I didn't say
rude
other
and
guests.
Stupid certainly intersect.
Yeah, I said dumb guests, foreigners, you know.
All right, Donald, calm down.
I actually remember something in traditions. They said there's some sort of field over Walt Disney World that anyone not wearing a name tag just loses their brain.
That
I think it definitely applies to people with name tags on also, but we won't get into that.
We just call those CPs.
We try, but when you're that sleep deprived.
Mm-hmm.
Mike and Davenport in the chat mentioned my number one, which is Journey into Your Imagination.
For those unaware,
this was the replacement for the original Journey into Imagination before the current version of the ride, which was probably the attraction that lacked the most imagination of anyone ever built, ironically, for an attraction with the word imagination in it. There were just some really bad sight gags. I don't even know what to call them. The sort of optical illusions that weren't really impressive nor actually optical illusions. Like, they kept the one that actually, like, fooled children, which was the butterfly in the cage, they actually kept. And the other ones, like, there was a fish in a bowl, which was clearly just a screen behind a bowl. And there was a cement block that appeared to drop through a table, but clearly the table just didn't have glass on it. So it just was a, you know, like a patio table that was just open in the middle. It was the dumbest, the worst thing I've experienced in my entire life, Journey into Your Imagination.
It had one effect that's better than the current version, though, and that was the unload room. The way it lit up at the time is better than what they did, because you still see it now, but it used to be just pitch black with the lights. You had no idea what was going on when you entered that. That was the only saving grace to that version of the ride.
Someone brought up the Global Neighborhood.
Oh, I didn't think that was that bad.
What?
I loved watching people fall out of that stupid tube thing that rocked back and forth. Do you remember that? You could like travel down the information superhighway. People used to fall out of that all the time. There was no railing behind. It was like the Jungle Cruise thing at Disney Quest, where people
that was back when the internet was wild and untamed, and people fell out of it all the time.
We have a caller that wants to give his two cents on the worst things at ever at Walt Disney World. Caden, what do you hate at Walt Disney World?
So I had to think about this a little bit, and I was gonna save a Stitch's Great Escape for you guys. So I'm saying FastPass Plus.
I can't say it yet. I can't say it yet. It hasn't aired yet.
I don't like FastPass Plus because, like, you never get the fast passes you want, and it's not as good as the old paper system where you could just get as many fast passes as you wanted. And the Magic Bands, the only reason that they're good is because so Tom can buy a bunch of different colored ones.
Thanks. You know, if you really love those two things, you should really listen to the next edition of the podcast.
Very much so.
All right. Anything else, Caden, on your list?
And what was the other thing I was going to say? Shoot. I'm not a fan of Ellen's Energy Adventure or the fact that...
Well, they may be helping you out soon.
You like Guardians of the Galaxy, though, right?
Yes. Did you see the trailer they released today?
Oh, yeah.
So good.
Oh, yeah.
So good.
Obviously.
All right. Well, Caden, thanks for your call. We appreciate it. Anyone else wants to chime in? 407-774-8255.
Zach, what were you going to say?
I was going to say my dislike of FastPass Plus originally came out of pure ignorance, out of just not knowing how the system was going to work. And frankly, after using it for a couple of years, I don't mind it at all. I mean, from the perspective of an annual pass holder, if I look like I'm going to hit the parks on any given day, I know when it's going to be busy. I know what to expect FastPass-wise. So, I mean, I can understand the frustration for someone who's planning a week-long vacation after saving up for a year. But for an annual pass holder from, Orlando Local, it's a good system. I like the fact that I can make a couple of selections and then go in 5 minutes later and be like, oh, I can change it to 5 minutes from now to get on Space Mountain.
Yeah, once they actually got it to work, it was fine.
Yeah, once you can, if you know how to work the system, it works out to your advantage. Great.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'll concede that it has taken away some of the spontaneity, but I think overall it's helped the park experience, even for those guests that are, planning a week vacation. As long as you're planning ahead and know when you need to start booking things, it's not a bad system.
I don't miss running the Soarin' first thing in the morning.
Right, exactly.
Remember the Toy Story line? I mean...
Yeah.
No, I mean, just when I was at Disneyland last year, having to remember that I have to run across the park to grab a fast pass was exhausting again, even though it's a smaller park, but...
I'm not looking forward to that in December.
All right. So, Tom, I've got the list of the bottom items.
Oh, you do?
I got it.
Okay. So these are things, what are they? We're just doing the zeros.
These are there's a bunch of zeros and ones and twos. I'm going to go through and, like, highlight some of the better ones, and then, people can comment.
Okay.
How many zeros were there?
There were actually only 13 that got zero.
So to put this in perspective, Jason, I know we had this conversation off air. 900 and however many options, only 13 things got absolutely no votes. That's actually pretty impressive. So these things really had to suck to not get any votes.
But honestly, there's a couple that I'm surprised at, and I think you will be too.
So give us I think we'd like to hear all 13 of these zeros. I think these
Okay, so here's all 13 of the zeros, and then we can go and argue about them. Disney World Forever kiosks. Ooh. The Grand One.
Wow.
The Marketplace Kaleidoscope.
Oh, jeez.
March of the Artimals.
What?
Wild by Design.
Wow.
Beverly Sunset.
Aw.
The Dark Room. The Dino Institute Shop. Il Bel Cristallo. The Newsstand.
Aw.
Oscar Super Service. Ring Carvers. And Rock Around the Shop.
A lot of exit shops.
Yeah. Wow.
I don't know. Like there's a really funny story about the Grand One that a lot of people don't know. Where there was one instance where I think it was Hollow Wishes was supposed to play, and the audio that was being piped through Grand One was accidentally the Holiday Wishes music instead. So
Christmas Tree is playing.
Yeah. So you're hearing Oh Christmas Tree, and how much money did they spend to rent it for a fireworks cruise? Only a couple grand.
I think that's the problem with a bunch of those on the list. Is not that they're bad. Is do you think we have a single listener who's ever actually been on the boat? I mean, the chances of that are actually pretty low.
I've been on the boat. We didn't rent it though. Someone at the Grand, we like talked to somebody and they let us go
right,
like walk around.
I think that's the point of that, and you know, Disney World Forever. Did people remember what those were?
I would think at least one person who voted probably knew what that was, and that was really neat. So what that was you could build a custom CD out of. They had thousands of tracks and a lot of really obscure stuff, which is really when a lot of those Source Audio tracks were released for the first time. A lot of my collection comes from the existence of the Disneyland and Disney World Forever programs. I mean, a lot of that music otherwise has never been commercially available.
Yeah, I'm really bummed because I think when that was going on, I was in the Persian Gulf.
It was just really expensive, though. It was like $20 for 10 tracks, no matter how long they were.
$24 for 10 tracks.
But see, this wonderful thing called the internet happened, and enough people bought at least one CD full of stuff where people kept sharing.
Yeah,
and it was really nice. Yeah, not that I condone that in any way. That is in no way legal. But it happened.
Fire music.
I can't believe Beverly Sunset.
Yeah, I don't understand. I mean, I'm almost disappointed with this list because there's nothing on here that's really bad. So
no, that's
it's just random little things that most people either didn't know what they were. Or
that one I think shocked me more than anything because you have a major attraction like Dinosaur.
And it's got some cool storytelling elements in it too. Like
it does. It's got monitors. Some merchandise. Yeah.
And even the Marketplace Kaleidoscope. I mean, I remember that. That was a thing that was like really cool.
People still complain about that being gone, so I'm stunned that didn't at least get a single vote.
But there are some things that got one or two votes that really do suck.
Okay.
So if we want to move along on the list, here's some of the things. Now, there's a bunch of things that got one vote, actually. There's like 75 of them.
Okay. So just the highlights.
Get Happy with ABC.
So for those that don't know what that is, after Doug Live closed being one of the worst things ever experienced by mankind, they set up a temporary few months ABC fall season preview in the Superstar Television, now Hyperion Theater. That's what that was. Anyway.
Stitch's Supersonic Celebration.
Of course. I'm probably the one vote.
Doug Live, by the way, actually got 8 votes.
Oh, get out of here.
No, it got 8 votes.
Wow.
To be fair, though, they were probably like 7 or 8 years old when it was happening, so they just, it's nostalgia.
Just the love of Nickelodeon's Doug, probably.
Yeah.
The Radio Disney River Cruise.
Deserving. Very deserving.
Yep.
Here's one that I think is off. Is Where's the Fire?
Oh,
really?
Fun.
That was a cute little exhibit. Fun.
Yeah, that deserved more votes.
Inventions,
I think so too. The Cool Ship.
The what?
That's cool a stupid. Ship. That's a stupid thing that blasts water on you in Tomorrowland.
In Tomorrowland.
Oh, the Coke stand.
It was open like
2 weeks ago. It was open, and I forget who I was with, but I yelled, I have to buy a drink now, and Cool Ship is open, so I'm going to Cool Ship.
Let's see. The Intermission Food Court.
Well, that deserves zero, probably.
Those are all pretty bad.
That's an all-star, all-star movies.
The Oasis Canteen.
Home of Funnel Cakes.
Yes. Pasta Piazza.
Most deserving. The worst Italian food in theme park history. That used to be at Epcot, actually, where Character Spot is
character
now.
Spot. Yep. Petrifries.
Aww. Now Trilobites at Animal Kingdom.
Refreshment Port.
Hmm.
Don't they have alcoholic Dole Whip? Come on.
Grown-ups.
Shudders.
Shudders as well. Wow.
Oh, Shudders.
The Stargate Restaurant.
Oh, man. Former, now Electric Umbrella.
Here's one that has one vote. You'll like STK Orlando.
Wow. Nice.
Oh, man. Let's see. Westward Ho.
Oh, what?
No, Westward Ho. That's the food stand across from Country Bears.
Yep.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I was thinking the bar attached to Trail's End.
No. That's Crockett's Tavern.
Okay. Yeah. Never mind.
The world premiere food court.
Yeah, of course.
The BET soundstage.
Good.
That's racist.
Disney.
No, I get it.
Disney Mania.
Oh, poor Disney. I love Disney Mania. It was such a good Castle stage show.
Galaxy Search.
Tomorrowland's Galaxy Palace Theater was home to Galaxy Search. Yeah.
Yep. The Test Track All-Stars.
Deservedly.
You can still watch video of them on our YouTube channel. It's there.
The Giggle Gang.
Oh.
No, they were all right.
Brown's got a vote.
Woody's Cowboy Camp.
They introduced for the Year of a Million Dreams. One of the, they tried to introduce a new entertainment act in every land. That was the Frontierland offering.
Hmm.
Aqua Tours.
That's Living Seas, I assume, right?
Yeah, that's the snorkeling one, I believe.
That'd just be lack of experience with that.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
Build a Dino.
Oh. I didn't even realize we had that on the list. That's, of course, a T-Rex.
Casablanca Carpets.
I don't even know what that is.
Is it somewhere in studios?
You would think because it's Casablanca, but no.
Or is it a store in Adventureland?
Adventureland. But yeah, it might be the store in Adventureland.
One of the old ones, I think.
Yeah. Port of Entry.
Yeah. Islands of Adventure?
No, no. No, one of the two stores in the front of the Promenade World Showcase.
I kid.
Oh, okay.
And Real Vogue.
But now that Port of Entry music is stuck in my head. I'm hearing the bells.
You're welcome, sir. Yeah.
You know, I think BET should have gotten a few more votes just for the fact that at least once a night someone walked out of that club accidentally into the stage door at Adventurers Club looking for the bathrooms.
Yes.
Casablanca Carpets is in Morocco, Epcot.
Oh. No. So
it's actually a carpet store.
It's a real carpet store.
I don't think you can buy carpets there.
I thought I saw them there, but hard to tell what's for sale there and what's just theming.
Yeah. Well, you wouldn't buy the stuff that's for sale anyway, so it doesn't really make
any difference.
Except
that camel shirt.
I saw someone, like 5 years ago, some other podcast talk about they found an Epcot Center 82 or 86 mug sitting in the back of a shop there because it hadn't been touched.
Wow. Oh, my Lord. All right, so here's a couple of things on the list that got two votes. Okay. The Great American Census Quiz.
Wow. Old school Communicore.
Habit Heroes.
Old school Intervention. Not old school.
Storstruck.
Well, a lot of interventions here.
Yep. Big Red.
Aww.
Oh, Big Red only got two votes?
Yep.
Well, she died.
The Daily Poutine.
Oh, boy.
Who the hell voted for the Daily Poutine?
I don't know.
Where's our resident Canadian?
Can I share one of my favorite article titles I've done in 9 years of WDWNT? The Daily Poutine. Disappointment comes in four flavors. One of my favorite.
So we've got also Golden Oak Outpost.
There you go, Zach.
I'm going to interrupt you real quick, Jason. We do got a call in from Georgia who wants to chime in with some of her worst things ever at Walt Disney World. Georgia, sure, what's on your mind?
I'm just wondering why Stitch's Great Escape has not been put forth as terrible yet.
Well, we haven't. We only named a couple of our write-ins. We're going by the numbers on the list so far, but I'm sure somebody has it. Like, I have a couple here we haven't said yet. Like, I have Turkey Leg and Mulch, Sweat, and Shears. And so any Narnia attraction.
Oh. Stitch's Great Escape got 35 votes.
Yeah.
I mean, there are people who like it.
There are people who like it. As we learned when we broke the news, there were certainly a lot of people who said, oh, I like that show. And we were like, what?
Anything else besides Stitch on your list, Georgia?
I'm going to definitely agree with the turkey leg.
Cool.
Yeah, that's stench. That's stench.
So much grease.
Turkey leg's got 98 votes.
Wow.
But it's still not. What did, you don't have it in front of you, what was the cutoff number? Like, what were the votes like for the things that actually made the list?
So there were 910, and I want to say we put like 300 or 400 in.
Yeah.
So that would have taken us down to anything. It's pretty much anything that had 50 votes or more.
Made it into that top 300.
Made it into the top 300-ish that went onto the second round of voting.
So Stitch was still a good 15 votes out. Anyway, so.
Yep.
I just thought of another one real quick.
Okay.
The Disney film crew.
They're terrible. I hate them.
Modern
day street misfire is what I call them, but I guess
official
name.
The whole fact that they lie to park guests by saying they're going to film the same flash mob every single day prior to the parade that no longer exists. I was like, whenever I saw that happening, I just wanted to yell out, they're lying to you. That camera doesn't even have a battery. It's no tape in there.
Yeah, meanwhile, no one even uses cameras with tape. So.
Like, I feel sorry because, like, a number of the performers who play film crew are either current or former citizens of Hollywood. Yeah. And I was like, I know you don't want to be doing this. I know that you don't want to be doing this. Yeah. And, like, it was like watching an elephant forced to do a circus act or something like that. You just know.
Like going to SeaWorld. Remember SeaWorld, kids? No
comment. I still get in there free.
So here's something that got 2 votes on the list that I definitely think deserves, 2 votes or less. The McDonald's at Downtown Disney.
Oh, man.
You know, for a while, that was the only, like, quick service that you could do, though. Like,
yeah.
Well, that doesn't mean it was any good.
Well, it was certainly better than most quick. Like, people don't remember, but at the time McDonald's fries came into the park, counter service was inedible. Like, that's why we only did, like, growing up, we only did table service, not because we were, like, loaded and wanted to just do table service. It's because literally there was nowhere we went counter service-wise where we were, like, this is great. So literally we do a sit down breakfast buffet or something like that. And then the middle of the day, I just grab a snack in the park, whether that was the cream cheese pretzel or I'd go get fries at the fry cart in Frontierland, like stuff like that. Cause it just nothing was good. Nothing.
Except Pecos Bills.
Nope. Now it's good. I love Pecos now. We ate there twice when you were here.
Yes. And it's very good.
I never thought the day would come.
And I thought I would be disappointed with the new menu, but it turned out to be really good.
Yeah.
I just remember how much of a stink you threw about us eating at Pecos one day. Like, you went and got, like, something from a cart and met us inside.
Oh, I went to Golden Oak and got the chicken sandwich back in the – that was a long time
ago. Yes, back when Golden Oak was open.
And back when they had the chicken sandwich, you know.
What about the Disney Park hamburger buns?
Yeah.
Pretty bad.
Except Liberty Inn has the good one.
Okay.
Liberty Inn has the brioche.
Yeah. Do they?
Who decides where they get the good buns and where they get the bad buns?
I would guess the restaurant, man, the food and beverage manager.
So they could you think they could choose the good ones?
Well, I don't know.
If they want to take a hit on their margin.
The bad one?
For money.
Yeah.
But see,
it's mostly Magic Kingdom that doesn't have them.
Right.
Well, the super secret $17.99 double bacon cheeseburger
had the garbage one.
Yeah, you'd think for $18 they could give you a good bun with that, but no.
Yeah. We got a couple of write-ins in the chat. Atlantic Dance Hall.
Actually, Atlantic Dance Hall is on the list with 2 votes. I was just getting there.
Tony's poor Tony's. Tony's Town Square Restaurant.
Bless.
Is on there. One that's truly deserving, my least favorite Castle stage show of all time, Cinderellabration.
So Tony's got 40 votes.
Yeah, Tony's.
Let's put that up against Mama Melrose. Like,
well, yeah, how many votes does Mama Melrose have?
I'd like to see who wins that.
Cinderella Bration. Cinderella Bration got 3 votes. Mama Melrose actually got 45 votes.
Ooh.
Not enough to make it into our second round.
Edged out Tony.
I need to ask, how bad were the treehouse and the magic carpets on the list?
Well, hold on. We can't give away too much because some stuff might be on the list.
Okay, let's assume those
magic
two are
carpets
not.
Of Aladdin. 27 votes.
There you go. Someone brought up Diamond Horseshoe, All You Care to Eat. It's pretty, as my review said, probably the worst table. I actually have a second review from there to post. They made some minor changes that probably come up.
Well, the Diamond Horseshoe got 18 votes.
But that was Diamond Horseshoe in general.
Yeah.
It's kind of sad. Yep.
I'm going to throw out cast members who blow bubbles at guests. Not a fan.
Why?
It's weird.
Especially when I'm holding food.
Cast members who throw the Balzac at you.
Ugh. Oh, I miss Balzac so much. Oh, poor Balzac.
The fact that they don't require driving tests before renting ECVs to people.
Stars and Motor Cars Parade. How about that?
Tom, you can attest to that one, though, real quick.
I don't remember when I caught one.
Yep.
It ran up my leg, and I had to grab the front of it.
Tom Corliss, human barrier.
Stars and Motor Cars got 37 votes.
There you go. That was one of mine. Did anyone have any other ones?
Lights, Motor, Action?
Yes.
Nope, Jason, don't give away that one.
Okay, I won't give away that one.
Can't be that far down.
That one is in the finals.
The Old Muppet Show. Why can't I even think of the name?
Oh, Here Comes the Muppets.
There you go.
Yeah, that's got to be there somewhere in the
Here Comes the Muppets is...
Did we miss it?
I'm not even sure it made it to the list.
I don't know if it did. No, there's no Muppets.
There you go.
If Here Comes the Muppets didn't make the list, but the Dark Room did?
No, Dark Room didn't make the list. But
we had a lot to put on this list.
Yeah.
There were things we discussed that were like, no one's going to vote for that. Let's not put it on.
I don't know if Muppets was one of them, but...
Well, here's a couple things that I thought no one was going to vote for, but two people did. Cirque du Soleil Boutique.
The store. The store at the exit of Cirque du Soleil.
Were they drunk when they're voting?
Wait, that got 2 votes and Dino Institute got nothing?
Yeah, I know. So now we're getting into the 3 vote section. Big River Grill and Brewing Works.
Good. It's so bad.
That is terrible.
Oh, no, yeah.
I went like a month or two ago. It was so bad.
Beer it's no weird. Good?
Mm.
Beer was mediocre.
I'm not crazy about it.
The beer's like, not great.
All the fake distillery behind the glass didn't do it for you?
It was the fact that it's a small restaurant, and it's the place that conventioneers always seem to flock to.
Abracadabra, now they're piling in there.
It wasn't too bad yesterday.
Yeah?
No, I mean, granted, like everyone that was there that was conventioners, they were flocking to ESPN.
Yeah.
Did we cover Symbiosis yet?
Symbiosis is the most boring film I've ever seen.
Symbiosis got 16 votes.
Wow.
All from someone named Evan.
A while ago, had a good one. People taking pictures with iPads.
There's a special part of hell for them.
Great story. No. Tom, you were there for this. This was, I don't know, 4 years ago when they had the Disney Parks blog meetup. When the new queue for Haunted Mansion, the interactive queue for Haunted Mansion opened. Remember that?
Uh-huh.
And so there was, before they let us into the interactive queue, there was a presentation in the Hall of Presidents with some of the Imagineers, I think.
They had like a gathering, and then Jason Sorrell like did a presentation about
Haunted Mansion. Yeah. So, one of the guys from the Disney Parks blog, or might have been Steve Miller, dressed up as a turkey leg.
Yeah.
And people were taking – there was a guy in the front row of the Hall of Presidents taking pictures of him with his iPad. And I think he pretty much went to the guy, "What are you doing?"
And the guy's like, I'm taking a picture. And the guy was like, no, what are you doing with an iPad, you idiot? And it was like the funniest thing ever because he's holding up a giant iPad taking a picture.
I love the ones that are doing not only the iPad, but they have the flash on for the fireworks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
My favorite is to loudly yell, oh, it's going to turn out great.
Yeah.
The other night, we were actually at the final night of Electro Parade. I'm standing there, I'm sitting on the curb during the fireworks waiting for the parade, and people are watching the fireworks. They all have their phones and iPads out, and they're all taking vertical video.
Oh,
everyone was taking vertical video. Which, unless you're Snapchatting someone, there is absolutely no reason whatsoever to be taking a vertical video.
No, it's the dumbest thing ever. You know, I've long thought that, you know, Apple should actually put into their phone, their photo video app, when you, like, hit record and your phone's vertical, it should pop up a message that says, why are you taking vertical video?
Yeah.
I wish Apple would do that.
Yeah.
Because so many people take vertical video and then they try to play it back, and it's the dumbest thing.
All right, guys, we have like a minute or two left. I want to rapid fire anything that hasn't been mentioned yet that you want to mention as some of the worst things you've ever seen at Walt Disney World.
Journey into the Jungle Book.
Journey into Jungle Book.
Got four votes.
Yeah, it only lasted a year.
The sound booths at Rafiki's Planet Watch.
It's a good place to make out.
Planet Watch in general.
The Tomorrowland Terrace Noodle Station.
Excuse me, Planet Watch in general? What about those goats? Those goats are amazing.
Have you seen the sheep with the Mickey with the hidden Mickey?
They need a happier home.
They're so happy there.
I know they are.
And there's
happy,
the angry donkey. What about the bull and the angry donkey? Come on. And the one pig that thinks he's a goat?
I want it to be amazing, but Planet Watch needs help.
Do not call the special goats bad.
Special goats. That's an old WWNT callback. Special goats.
Wow, that's a deep pull.
Anything else, real quick?
That might have been before I started.
Yeah, it's an old Scott Smith line.
Here's one thing that got seven votes.
Seven.
Food Quest. Yeah, seven.
What was it?
Food Quest.
Oh, God. Which is the eatery in Disney Quest.
In Disney Quest,
that used to be Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah, Cheesecake Factory. I'm sure that's what got all the votes.
People misremembering.
All right, gang. Well, thank you all very much. We appreciate it. Maybe we'll have to do some sort of continuation of this next time. I think there's a lot more.
But we did a not top 10 about, what, 3 years ago?
Yeah, maybe we should bring the top 10 back.
That'd be a good subject.
Well, yeah, we'll talk about that. Maybe in like 2 weeks' time we'll do that, because next week we got Match Game and stuff. But, Stack Show next week. Maybe the week after. We'll talk about it. But thank you. Thank you all very much. Appreciate it, Nick.
Yeah.
Wait, well, first of all, who brought us that discussion?
Oh, that was brought to you by WDWNT, the app, the official mobile application of WDW News Today. This app brings you all the latest Disney Parks news, WDWNT.com podcasts, including WDW News Tonight, streamed right to your mobile device.
Park and Radio Hours, Free Disneyland.
Radio Free Disneyland, everything. Park Hours, videos, everything right on your device, including the ability to listen and chat live with us on the go for this very show and many of our others. Download the app today for iOS, Android, and Amazon devices by searching for WDWNT or visit WDWNT.com for more info. WDWNT, the app, bringing the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news anywhere you want it.
All right, Nick, who hates Tom now?
Oh, Tom, you have some haters out there. Let's find out who hates you.
I hate you!
Tom, you had an article about Tower of Terror DCA construction. You had a picture of the fast line. Apparently, you were talking about reducing wait times, all this stuff. James wrote in, your statement about fast reducing weights is wrong.
I responded to this guy.
I know you did. You like to respond. Fast does nothing for capacity.
It actually does. It distributes people throughout the day rather than all of them jamming in because they feel like they have no other choice because there's no return times. They all just get in line
Disney Pete writes in, your conclusion is wrong. The right conclusion is ride capacity affects fast pass use, particularly if it's unplanned loss of ride capacity.
It's very much a planned closure, as they're, you know.
It's like the math game.
There's like a Guardians of the Galaxy thing, I think, going there.
Unplanned loss of ride capacity. Yeah. And then I just had to read this one just because of the name. No, Nick, I don't hate Tom. Well, no, he doesn't. He says he doesn't fully disagree, but he doesn't really agree either. He says, well, that technically works, assuming that everyone is getting fast passes and going to higher capacity attractions.
That's not the thing. Really. I think a lot of people get their Radiator Springs Racers Fast Pass, and then they're like, well, Tower's going away soon. Let's get in line.
He also replied to this one, Tom. Rivers of Light debut date set for Disney's Animal Kingdom. Dining package info. Mila wrote in this page. This is the old page. That was leaked back in March. It's gone again. It appears no news for now.
Yeah, it is gone again, as I wrote in an update on the post before she even commented.
This same page was posted on the Dib with the same text in mid-March. Mid-March! This year, with starting date 1st of May. And then she actually may not even really hate you either, because she wrote in, your website is great and I appreciate that you're keeping us all updated with the news, so maybe not. One last one. Jock Lindsay's Hangar Bar introduces happy hour and seasonal food and drink specials. Anton writes in, it's a Cuba Libre, though. That's Tom's mistake, too. At least for me, a rum and coke is just that, rum and coke, while the Cuba Libre also has lime juice. The odd thing is that someone who goes to bars as often as Tom seems to wouldn't have had one before. I'd consider it kind of a starter cocktail that most everyone tries in early adulthood.
I have never claimed to be an alcoholic.
Or an adult. All right.
And my Cuba Libre spelling is from their menu.
Oh, boy. I think that'll do it for tonight, Tom.
Jeez. And remember, kids, unlike the Academy of Television Arts and Sciences Hall of Fame, use your head. Don't lose your head. Good night.